Translation, huh? Invocation to the devas. In the universe, in their entirety, let the devas and deities come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the paritta or protective chant. This is the time to listen to the paritta or the protective chant. This is the time to listen to the paritta or the protective chant.
Set out first. Sadhu.
Sadhu.
悲观世音菩萨，南无大悲观世音菩萨，南无何来丹乃多来耶耶，南无阿利耶婆罗揭谛释迦来耶，菩提萨埵婆耶，摩诃萨埵婆耶，摩诃迦卢尼迦耶，唵萨帕拉伐音，苏丹那丹谢，南无悉吉利多依蒙阿利耶，婆罗揭谛释迦来耶，安多萨灭萨婆诃他哆娑婆诃是因萨婆萨埵南无婆萨埵南无诃伽摩伐特哆但知他安厄是因是
释迦帝迦罗帝依悉利摩
诃菩提萨埵萨婆萨婆摩来摩悉
摩悉摩悉利陀耶
俱卢俱卢揭摩嘟噜嘟噜发射耶帝摩诃发射耶帝哆来哆来帝利尼是佛来耶遮来遮来摩摩发摩来摩帝利
依悉依悉舍那舍来阿来僧佛来舍耶
发沙发僧佛来舍利嘟噜嘟噜摩来咕噜咕噜悉利沙来沙来悉利悉利苏噜苏噜菩提耶菩提耶菩陀耶菩陀耶尼帝利耶那来谨墀悉利舍尼来婆耶摩来萨婆诃悉哆耶萨婆诃摩诃悉哆耶萨婆诃悉哆依依室盘来耶萨婆诃那来谨墀萨婆诃摩来那来萨婆诃悉来僧阿穆揭耶萨婆诃萨婆摩诃阿悉哆耶萨婆诃遮吉来阿悉哆耶萨婆诃婆陀摩揭悉哆耶萨婆诃那来谨墀盘伽来耶萨婆诃摩婆利僧伽来耶萨婆诃南无何来丹乃多来耶耶南无阿利耶婆卢揭谛释迦来耶萨婆诃唵悉殿哆曼哆来跋哆耶萨婆诃
先什么 change the mic. Is that working?
Better change this one better.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. page 11.
Anupagamma silavaha
Sanena Sampanno Tamesu Vinaya Geda Nahi Jatu Gabbaseyam Punaretiti Etena Satcha Vajena Sotite Hotu Sabda Etena Satcha Vajena Sabbarogo Vinasatu Etena Satcha Vajena Hotu Te Jaya
Let us thank Paramasuri, MB, and all the rest who help chant. They are very wholesome. It has brought for a lot of wholesomeness. So we rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Both the great compassionate mantra and the singing, they are the great mantra and what they call the heart sutta. Teaching of Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and they are very profound and very powerful. They can actually do a lot of wholesomeness to help cultivate all the way. That's why those who know how to chant, they should chant. Then the other thing about the Karaniya Metasutta is like I said, for those who just came, I go through the English translation. This is a very good discourse on loving kindness. The Buddha actually spoke on this sutta. Then he said, he who is skilled in doing good and who wishes to attain the state of calm or nibbana should act thus. So if you want to be enlightened, you have to act thus, even to the higher beings. He gave the same advice. He should be able, upright, perfectly upright, means very, very sincere and honest, obedient, gentle and humble. So these are the criteria for enlightenment, your mindset. Then contented, easily supportable, not a burden to others. With few duties, simple in livelihood, control in senses. Actually the word should be restrained, in senses. Discreet and not impudent. Not be greedily attached to family. He should not commit any slight wrong, so that wise men might censure him. May all beings be happy and safe. May their hearts be happy. Whatsoever living being they are, weak or strong, without exception, long or large, medium, short, minute and or massive, those seen and unseen, those dwelling near or far, and those born or yet to be born, may all beings without exception be happy. Let not one deceive another, nor despise another person, whatsoever, anywhere, either in danger or ill will. Either in anger or ill will. Let him not wish each and other harm. Just as a mother would guard her only child at the risk of her own life, even so towards all beings, let him cultivate a boundless heart. Let thought of boundless love pervade the whole universe and the world above, below, and across without any obstruction, without any hatred, and without any enmity. Whether he stand, walk, sit, or lie down, as long as he is awake, let him develop mindfulness. This, they say, is the highest conduct. That's why you can develop mindfulness. This is the highest conduct. That's why mindfulness leading to heedfulness. Not falling into wrong view, virtuous and endowed with the true seeing or direct seeing. He discards the attachment to sensual desire. Truly, he does not come back again to be conceived in a womb, means rebirth. This three affirmation is very important. Ittena sacchavacena sotite hotu sabbada. So the first one is, by the firm determination of this truth that the Buddha has spoken, he said, may you ever be well. That's why you are very, very protected, you have well-being. Then by the firm determination of this truth, may all illness be destroyed. That's why you got problem, illness. You chant this sutta, you affirm sincerely, and you invoke the power of merits. You will turn around, you will recover, and you will become beautiful. Then by the firm determination of this truth, may peaceful victory be yours. So this is how Karaniya Metta Sutta can help you when you understand. So you just have to follow all these things. Then your life will become beautiful. Okay, we end. 9:30. Yes. You want to...
I want to say something.
Can, no problem. Go ahead, Amy.
On behalf of someone, I would sincerely seek for your forgiveness so that he or she can be forgiven through bodily action, speech or mind, that this person has knowingly or unknowingly has done any offense to Bharatiya. Please forgive this person.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. We should rejoice because she is very, very actually caring. She knew the consequence, but it's not me, understand? It's the person who did it. But on behalf of us, for forgiveness, also very effective. Because we do it very sincerely. And like I said, the moment you have to ask, it's forgiven. But if that person does not change after that, if he continue to do, my nature don't do anything, nature's law take over, understand? But if you let this form of mind know, then it is like immediately forgiven. But because of that vow, if you know how to ask for forgiveness, it will automatically dissolve. But you must have understanding. So people who are sincere, close friend or loved one, if you ask for forgiveness on behalf, initially, if they do it very sincerely, it will result in beautiful condition for it to actually dissolve. But if that being too ignorant continue to do, then nature's law take its effect. So it is nothing to do with my nature and me, it's nature's law. That's why the Buddha said, avoid all evil. Be careful with your actions, speech and thought, where you never know that person is. Why can't you just have an open mind, understand? And do not arise unnecessary. Karmic negativity can be very disastrous if it happens to be the real one, understand? You got nothing to lose by having an open mind. So this is very important. So don't worry about all this. As long as you are helpful, you really want to help the person or that being, you can on behalf do it. You don't have to do it in front of me actually. You just in front of the Buddha and do. But if you can have the opportunity to do it in front of this form of mind, this form of mind can actually do something. But as you know, I will always forgive because the nature is already like that. Then it has made that aspiration and vow to forgive all. So because of that, when you request, it's automatically gone. So this is what you need to understand. That's very important. Don't have rigid view. Understand? Respect every person for what they are, whatever their background, their practice, or different religion. We need to respect them for what they are. Then you must understand everyone is different. People have a choice of what they believe in. But like the Buddha said, avoid all evil. Develop wholesomeness. If there is wholesomeness, we will rejoice. But if there is evil, nature's law take over. So this is something that living being must understand. That's why through heedlessness and delusion, the Buddha said, your coming offense can be really, really very severe. And it's very difficult to come out of it if you do it to the virtuous. So all these are part and parcel of Dhamma. So don't worry. Forgiven. Thanks. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. Good night. Oh, sorry. We didn't chant the traditional. Yeah. Sharing of Mary the Deva. Otherwise, tonight you cannot sleep. Then they want you to come out and on the light and do it. Transfer of merit, very important. Yeah. Mimi also can feel. I also know because end of the thing, a lot of waiting actually. So, first of all, we will chant the, what they call sharing of merits with the devas. Akasata cha bhumata deva naga mahindika punyang tang anumoditva chirang rakhantu loka sasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, may they share these merits and may they long protect the dispensation. Itta vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabbasampati siddhiya. May all beings share these merits which you have thus acquired. May all devas rejoice and may contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transfer merits to departed one and those who can receive them. Idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Let these merits accrue to our departed relatives and those who can receive them. And may they all do be well and happy always. Now we invoke the blessing for the nation. Devo vasatu kalena sasa sampati hito ca vito bhavatu roko ca raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rain fall in due season. May there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be peaceful and prosperous always. May the government of the day, the king and the rulers be righteous. Okay, now you make your aspiration. This one very important. This one I will chant together with chant the Pali together. Then the English, when I recite one verse, you follow. You repeat after me. Imina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patia. By the grace of these merits
that we have acquired,
maybe never follow the foolish and the heedless, but only the wise and the enlightened ones until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu,
pay respect to Triple Gem. Huh? Vivachan Buddhang Pujemi. Buddhang Pujemi. Dhammang Pujemi. Sangha Pujemi. Okay, thank you so much. Okay. Rejoice too, with the wholesomeness of all. You all are very, very sincere. Then your faith will help you. So I rejoice too. And I rejoice with all those who have progressed and developed good understanding. The other thing is, tomorrow we are going back. But don't worry, we have a lot of time. So like Yun Chan earlier preview, after breakfast, 8:30 only we come back here. Then our closing is very simple. We have most of the things we have done. I will just maybe brief you a little bit. Then after that, if you got time, you let those who haven't share. But those who want to share, let me know. Or you put out your hand. Okay? Then tonight, pack your thing. Then have a good rest, those driving. The drivers must sleep early. The non-driver must help the driver to do all those things. So that they can be alert when they drive the car. Otherwise, not enough rest, they can be sleepy. So my program purposely delay. 6:30 only we meet here, not 6 o'clock. So those who attend chanting, if you are the driver, I advise you sleep if you need to sleep. Unless you're very fresh, very energetic, then you can go. So I really wish you all the best. And by the power of this wholesomeness that you all have developed over the 8 days, plus tomorrow, may it arise the causes and conditions for your good and noble wish to be fulfilled. Then may this wholesomeness be shared by all beings throughout the entire existence, especially those beings who are within the vicinity of Sampo Temple. And we rejoice with all those who have made this possible, all the higher beings, and thank them profusely. We have gratitude for giving us such beautiful condition and support. We really, really thank you. We just rejoice. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, anumodami. Thank you so much. Sadhu, I rejoice. So we have a very good retreat. Thank you so much. I rejoice. Have a good rest. Then do what you have to do. Maintain mindfulness for another day. Then after that, in the bus, you revert back to 5 precepts tomorrow morning. Before the bus, sorry. Remind me to administer only 5 precepts. Those who want 8 precepts, you do yourself. Then after that, when we are on the bus, you revert back to daily life. Then you maintain mindfulness, heedfulness, maintain this type of faith. Remember the religious routine, then determine to develop daily mindfulness. The spiritual faculty, then the daily mindfulness. Listen to the tape again, how I develop and how I actually advise you. So you do that very, very fast, you will progress, I tell you. With the invocation of the pure wish just now and all of the wholesomeness, because over these 8 days, together with tomorrow, you have developed tremendous wholesomeness, merits and blessing without you knowing. Only those who cultivate on, they will know. That's why they rejoice. A lot of rejoicing. Okay? Thank you so much.
Can let me say something.
I just want to tell everybody, just now the Bodhisattva that bless you is Qian Shou Guan Yin. That is that Guan Yin, every time you see a lot of hands one. Yesterday, when I was there, actually you all didn't see me doing the mudra. Actually, Pu Xian blessed you all yesterday. Pu Xian is as you move to the main shrine hall, this side. Okay, so the one on the elephant. So make sure tomorrow thanks them profusely for the blessing. Okay? So sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Don't forget Manjushri also, because he is the Bodhisattva of wisdom. If you want to progress in your cultivation to penetrate and realize all Dharma, he is the Bodhisattva that you should pay respect to. That is the one on the Qiling, is it? Okay. Lion or Qiling? Okay. Okay, just to let you all know. Thank you, Sadhu.
Can I just share something? Which day was that already? I did my 108 bows at the Vairochana. I think that was on Tuesday. And then I did my 108 bows with the Vinsu Phusa Manjushri on Wednesday. And I did my 8 bows just now at Pu Xian also. And each time when I asked for guidance, some strange thing happened. So when I did the Manjushri, when I opened my eyes, I look up, then I saw the hand, and that was the
scroll.
The scroll. Yeah. Then I asked, I said,
Alien also know, sadhu.
So I asked, I said, can you be more specific what this means?
Ah, was.
And he says, Brother Dio La.
Sadhu.
Okay, that was the Manjushri. So today, after doing about 20 bows, I just laid the head down on the ground. I said, also seek guidance and something like that. Then I look up, that's the book on the Pu Xian side.
Yeah.
And I said, what does that mean? Then he says, Brother Dios Damala, the book. So that means basically, diligently, you have to, those things that you have been taking home.
Like
I said,
don't keep
it
in the shelf.
On the shelf. You have to go and diligently understand all that and put it to.
Because you got nothing to lose. If you investigate, how much time you waste? Maybe a few days. If you don't quite believe, never mind, open mind, then you very safe. But if you rejoice, it happened to be the real one. You fatta like anything. Just rejoice on it. That's why those who read with understanding, a lot of joy. Then many things can happen.
And more importantly, put it to practice. Me understanding is half the story. Putting it to practice is
you must put
just
it to practice.
Or rather more importantly.
Then this one give rise to one condition I want to share. Another Dhamma friend, I don't say who. He went to the main shrine. So he got great affinity with Pu Xian. So he pay respect and express the gratitude, everything. Then Jin Hao, somehow he go to the monk to request or something. You know what the thing is? Diamond Sutta. And he cannot understand Diamond Sutta. Last time he had been chanting, he had been reading, he don't understand. So just now he said, thank you. Then he opened up. Then he read. He went to educate. Hey, he said, how come I suddenly understand everything? He said, God like that one. So have faith, have open mind, always remember, you got nothing to lose. But if you doubt, then if you have wrong thought, nothing I can do also, nothing my nature can do also, because it's nature's law, understand? No? Cause and effect. So sometimes you may think that very good to have condition to meet. But if you got past defilement, that tendency to do all those things, I tell you, the best is have open mind.
understand, or ask for forgiveness and really, really repent, then say, I want to have open mind now. That one will help you, understand? Because sometimes these thoughts are very funny, you know. You cannot stop one because of past karmic conditioning. You have that tendency to do all these type of things, understand? That's why you have to be very careful when you cultivate. Always make aspiration not to go that way. That's why the Anandagiri chanting, you remember? Ask for forgiveness from what? Huh? Morning chanting, evening chanting. Ask for forgiveness from who? The Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha, understand now? Oh, that one, you don't ask, you cannot kau-kau. Of all people you offend, you go and offend the Triple Gem, I tell you. You take refuge, also no use, I tell you. Because nature's law immediately manifests. So you got nothing to lose by having the faith. Then give it a try. Like I say, at the most, maybe a month, you wasted your time. Then have an open mind. If it really doesn't help you and you cannot understand, you have doubt, please have an open mind. But like I say, nothing to lose if you have faith. Then investigate into it. Give it a try. Then if you stand up to investigation, when you have the understanding, you rejoice like anything. Then like I say, you jia bi liao. And you incarnate this fatat already. So all these are something that you need to decide for yourself. We are your life. The nature has done its part. The rest is up to you. Understand? So once again, please keep that in mind. I rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Don't allow your thought to do all these things. Your thought is very, very dangerous and very unreliable. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. I rejoice. Okay. Have a good rest.